Blog Talk Radio.
Heaven could be a wonderful, very special, beautiful gift. Heaven sent me a very wonderful, supernatural, special place.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Deacon Thomas Farr, and you are listening to Issues Christian Men's Talk. Today is Monday, the 27th of February, 2017. Rick, thank you for joining us tonight. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Deacon Thomas Farr, we invite you to call in and join us on the program. You can call in at 646-668-2636. And you press one on your keypad, you can join the live broadcast with us, share your inputs and your wisdom in our topics tonight. We're going to touch on a lot of things. We have a lot of announcements coming up here in 2017. We're getting into the springtime, so we got a lot of things coming out. The opportunity for men to fellowship, to be discipled, to reach out and to gather and encourage one another. Well, first, we have coming up here locally. Well, wait a minute, let me stop. I'm going to go back. We're going to have scripture and prayer, and then we'll get into the announcement and into our discussion tonight. Amen? So tonight I'm going to be reading from Colossians, chapter number 1, and I'll be starting at verse number 3. That is Colossians, chapter number 1, starting at verse 3. And the Word of God says, "We always thank God, the Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we prayed for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in the same message of the gospel that has come to you. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you have heard it and truly understood God's grace. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day you have heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continue to ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will, through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and giving joyful thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his Son he loves, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins." Father, we thank you today, God. We thank you, God, for saving us, God, for reaching out, oh God, through your love and giving us the gift of salvation, God. We thank you, Lord God, for your sacrifice of your Son, possible to reconcile us back to you, Lord God. We thank you for salvation today. I thank you for salvation. I thank you for a renewed mind and a renewed heart, oh God. I thank you for the passion of your gospel, oh God. Thank you for this opportunity to come on the radio program tonight and to share and be able to encourage someone, encourage a man, encourage your father, encourage your husband, God, to just be better, to fulfill the call and purpose that you gave him in his life, oh God, knowing that he is worthy, oh God, that he is the man of worth, knowing his own worth, God, that he would live to hear, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Continue to set a hedge of protection around us. Give us peace in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, tonight, we also have one of our announcements. We have an upcoming event here. It's the 27th, and we have an upcoming event in March. It's Wednesday, March the 15th, 2017, and it's Taking a Stand, the Howard County Coalition to End Intimate Partner Violence, the 2017 Dialogue Series. And that's going to be on Wednesday, March the 15th, at 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And I have a brief little public service announcement here that we're going to share right now from one of the moderators and one of the facilitators there, Dr. Lulay. Amen.
Hello, I'm Dr. Lillian Agbayegbe. I am the Executive Director of The Rest of Our Life. The Rest of Our Life is a nonprofit organization, and we work on health education. Area of interest for us is domestic violence. The Rest of Our Life is a member of the Howard County Coalition to End Intimate Partner Violence. Since 2014, the Howard County Coalition to End Intimate Violence organizes quarterly dialogue series where we present information on domestic violence. Past dialogue series events have included reaching out, interpretation of scriptures, domestic violence in the workplace, engaging men in ending domestic violence, and youths and teens and domestic violence. In 2017, we are kicking off our dialogue series with a session on March 15, 2017. This event will hold from 9 a.m. to 12 noon at the Baltimore Washington Conference, the United Methodist Church Mission Center. This is at 11711 East Marketplace, Fulton. Zip code is 20759. Why do you want to come to our event on Wednesday, March 15, 2017? The title of the dialogue series on that day is Taking a Stand. When people hear about domestic violence, they tend to think that it is something that affects women alone. But we do know that men are exposed to domestic violence, and so we are inviting both men and women to attend our dialogue series on March 15th. We're also reaching out particularly to our faith communities. We understand that a lot of people hide under misinterpreting scriptures to either endure abuse or to perpetrate abuse. And so we're calling on our faith leaders to come and take a stand against domestic violence. Taking a stand against domestic violence is not something that you do passively. You have to be very determined and very deliberate about taking a stand. So you want to think about inviting people to come to your church, having educational series. You want to look at having policies in your church that can encourage people to talk about their abuse, or how you can provide resources to people who are also abusers themselves and are looking to modify their behavior. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, March 15, 2017, when you join us for our dialogue series, Taking a Stand Against Domestic Violence. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you. That was Dr. Lillian. She's one of the coordinators for the Howard County Coalition to End Domestic Violence. You can also go to our Facebook page at Issue of Scripture Men's Talk. You'll see the link there for the event and all the information. You can also call Hope Works in Howard County, Maryland. You can call 410-997-0304 and get more details on registration. And also, just to let you know, the registration is free. So this is a free event. It's a dialogue series. It's a teaching. It's a sharing. It's a time to sit down and talk about this and try and find solutions. And for those in leadership and those in how we train each other, it's like anything else that we do, especially in the body of Christ. We have facilities. We have auxiliaries. We have procedures and policies. And I think the handling of domestic violence is one of the things that we definitely need. Because, again, as we go out into the communities and preach the gospel and bring folks into our churches, into our fellowships, they're going to come with these. This may be an issue that they're coming with, and are we prepared and are we ready to be able to deal with it in an effective way that we can save someone's life, get someone out of a dangerous situation. Amen. So I encourage you to join us on Wednesday, March 15th, 2017, Taking a Stand. Thank you. Amen. Well, and we have another announcement coming up for the brothers out there. Everyone out there, excuse me. The Men's Disciple Network presents the 2017 Men's Disciple Boot Camp, When I Became a Man, The Epic Journey. And this is going to be held in Brooklyn, New York, at the Christian Cultural Center at 12020 Flatlands Avenue. That's going to be on Saturday, April the 1st. It's going to be an all-day event. It starts at 8 o'clock. The registration is $49. $49 before March the 13th. After March the 13th, the registration price is up to $59. And we just encourage you to come out and join for opportunity. For those of my listeners local in Baltimore here locally, we have a plan to go up. We're making a road trip. We're putting some brothers together. So if you're interested in joining us on April the 1st, going up to Brooklyn, New York, for this Men of Disciple Network, you can inbox us on Facebook. If you look on Facebook, you see the link for the registration, the website, to be able to be registered, and you can join us. We have a plan. We're going to drive up, Greyhound up, or we get a couple brothers together. We can get four or five people in the car, and we can roll up there. Amen? So a time for fellowship. There's going to be speakers. There's going to be breakout sessions. Some of the breakout sessions are going to be Breaking Bad, Habits of the Mind, Four Things Women Want from Men, Sex and the City, Wallet, Women and the Wide World of Sports. That's the the Bible and Man, Train Yourself in Godliness, Fathering, Raising Great Kids, Money Matters, Pocketfuls, and Emerging Men, a special session for young men, 18 and under, for them to attend. And we just encourage you to come out and join us for a time of fellowship, a time of education and encouragement. Amen. Well, amen, gentlemen. I'm proud to announce that the Coalition of Ministries to Men here locally in the Baltimore, Maryland area, we finally are locked in to have our first 2017 gathering. It's going to be on Saturday, the 22nd of April. Yes, Saturday, April the 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And our theme for this session is going to be we have more in common than we are different. And we have participating churches of our core churches that are coming together this time. It's going to be Jesus Lives Ministry and Fellowship, and Pastor George Sharps, New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders with Apostle Etta Banks, Victory Christian Fellowship by Pastor Barnabas Offer, Covenant Life House Ministries by Pastor Joseph Powell, and Renovate Life Church with Pastor Donnie Hatcher. And these five churches and their men's groups, rather, are coming together for this fellowship. But if you're listening online, we invite you to join us. You can go to Issues Christian Men's Talk. You'll see the flyer there. We'll have the link out. You can reach out to us there for registration. The registration donation we're asking for is $20 per event. We're going to have lunch, and we're going to have about three sessions. And some of the sessions that we're going to have for our event here locally is going to be, now we're going to have a marriage session. Now the honeymoon is over. Our next session is about the importance of men reaching men, strengthening your brother. And the third session is going to be character, integrity, and accountability, the secret battle that all men go through. So those are our three sessions for April the 22nd at our Man Up event. We have more in common than we are different. Amen. So we invite you to come out for that and listen for more details as we get closer and closer and closer. We'll have the location by my next broadcast. We'll have locked in and signed our contract, so we'll share that information with you. And also by March, we should have the online link where you can register online. Amen? Amen. All right, amen. So we can continue on. I know if you're a first-time listener or a new listener or you're a regular listener, you know we have a men's, we have a 2017 challenge for men's brother, for our men, for brothers, husbands, and fathers and sons. And we have a 6-point challenge for 2017. The first one is to share the gospel with one person face to face every month. So every month of this year for 2017, be able to share the gospel with someone face to face. You know, reach out to someone, give them a tract, shake their hand, give them a hug, speak life into them. And take that opportunity to, again, to evangelize face-to-face, one-on-one. Point two is be discipled or mentored by a man. If you don't have anyone in your life who's discipling or mentoring you or encourage you along, find that person. Make 2017 your purpose and plan is to be mentored by someone. Put someone in your life that can speak into your life for encouragement, correction, rebuke, or just to direct you to in what God is calling you to do as a husband and father, and when those things that you, whatever the passion you're given, put yourself under someone, under submission to someone who can speak into your life and help you accomplish what God has accomplished. Because we all have work and we all have purpose. But we also need to be led and taught on what to do next. Amen. And 23 is disciple a man. Reach out and disciple someone. As Paul had Timothy, Barnabas had Mark. You know, we have to reach out to a man, a brother, and be able to minister and disciple with him, work with him, hold him accountable, and, you know, in his character, in his integrity, his accountability, and his wife, who's asking him the tough questions about his life as he walks this Christian walk out. So reach out to find someone to disciple, someone that needs that encouragement. Number four, building new friendships. As you know, brothers, we have friends. We're into habit. We have our groups, our circle of influence. When was the last time you expanded your circle of friends, those people around you? And we say this year, build a new friendship. Just one friendship this year, bring someone into your circle. Be able to minister to someone. Because in creating a friend is the opportunity, again, to spread the gospel, share the gospel with another brother, that you might save his life and also the life of his family. Amen. Mentor a man not in your bloodline. That goes along with building friendships. Mentor, find someone to mentor. Sow into someone's life. This could be, and this also doesn't have to be about Christianity or his faith. If we mentor him on your job, a young man comes into a workplace, he needs job skills. He needs someone to mentor him in how to do the job. We all come to work. If we remember how we were, we came to work with a lot of skills, but we didn't have a lot of, we used to call it OJT, practical experience. So mentor someone. Reach out to mentor someone on your job, in your workplace, in the community that you just want to just be. Again, this is part of it. I put this one with being your friend. Just reach out and touch someone's life. Amen? And also we're saying that sixth point is to pray that Jesus will use you to help grow others. You may not know someone right now. You may not have someone that you can reach out to, but pray that God will lead you, that you be led by the Holy Spirit to reach someone, to share the gospel, to mentor someone, to sow into their lives, to encourage them, no matter who they are. They may not have come to faith. They might be an unbeliever. But we all, as men, and need encouragement, need someone to speak positive in our life. Some of us out here are walking around, and we're walking wounded. We beat up so much in some of the things that we go through, some of the things that we struggle with, and we just have no one to talk to. Because if we'd be honest, it was a time we didn't have anyone to talk to. So there's men out there today that we, as the body of Christ, should be looking for to be able to minister to and to be able to encourage and strengthen. Amen. Amen, excuse me. All right, well, tonight we're going to touch on a couple of things. I just wanted to touch on some things. I wanted to encourage the brothers out there that are listening. Because this is February. This is the last. We're coming to the end of February, and the new year is still ahead of us. We've got 2 months down. We have 10 more months to go. So there's some things that we need to get to move forward in to reach the men we're going to reach today, our men in our churches, our men's ministry groups. And I just wanted to speak some encouraging words to those brothers out there who are doing men's ministry, who are called to be the leaders, the coordinators, the men's pastor, the men's ministry leader, whatever the title is, but you have been tapped by God to be able to minister and speak into men's lives, to encourage them in this walk, and also to reach men in the community and reach the unbeliever. So one of the things, I just want to give some advice here and something I want to share for our men's ministry, so we'd be encouraged starting out this new year. The weather's breaking, so we have plenty now to make some plans and put together some events and put together some Bible studies and teaching opportunities. So I'm going to touch on a couple of points here for those brothers out there who are preparing to minister and go out and minister to men. Amen. Well, the first thing we have to remember that ministering to men is important. It's very important. It's something that we have to be able to do. And my first thing I would encourage you is to be able to pray. Find some like-minded men. Pray what God wants you to do. You know, get to know who your men are, the needs and desires, and the needs of your local men's group, the men in your ministry. And that's going to be what you're going to need there is just a lot of prayer. So we say, because investing in men's lives is really a spiritual battle, and the battle is the Lord. But we need to be praying that God would direct us in our planning, pray that he'd be able to find favor with church leaders. Pray that he would pick them and connect us with other men who want to partner with you in leading the ministry. Because I've always advised never to try and start a men's ministry or any ministry alone. Put yourself into a quorum, put yourself into a group, a team that can work together so that you get the burden that you're going to be able to bear spiritually and emotionally and physically, that you're not doing it alone, that you're not trying to do everything. So first of all, pray. And look for and get those things. Pray for your leaders. Pray for your that God will put some men around you that you can build a strong brotherhood. Because with that inner circle, and that from there you can expand out to the rest of the men in your. Also, the practical things. Prepare a one-page summary of your vision for the men's event, for your men's ministry. You have to look at the men's gathering, the men's groups as ministry. It's more than pancake breakfasts. It's more than fellowships, basketball games, football games, all those things that we do as for fellowship to gather people around. But you have to have a vision for what you're trying to do. Are you trying to minister to these men? Are you trying to encourage and invest in their lives spiritually to deal with the things that are going on? To write a vision so you can always have a mark to measure yourself by and a mark to bring yourself back on course when you get off course. Request a meeting with your church leader, with your pastor, to see what his heart is and be able to connect the men's ministry vision and mission with the church's vision and mission. So you do that, and that's where you can start by talking to your leader, your elder, or however the structure of your church is. Meet with that group of people and get their inputs on what the men may need. Because they might have information that you may not have, and that could be a starting or jumping off point for your men's group. Amen. Well, I touched on this earlier. Seek other men to come alongside you to work. If you're the men's ministry leader, I suggest you need at least two other men to put with you to be able to have a group who you can lean on each other, who are faithful to it, who have the passion for it, that you can work it and be able to do those things that to just make the ministry successful and be able to reach those. Because, again, we all have blind spots. We all have things we want to do. But we also need to have someone to bounce these ideas off and someone to help with the infrastructure, with the legwork. If we try and do it all, we'll be burned out. Amen? With your co-leader, then when you want to have your team together, come up with a plan, a long-term plan, three or six months plan laid out. You know, I've learned this myself in doing it, that you have to have plans for the next event, the next event, the next event. They can be daily chained, they can build upon each other, but you need to lay that out. And this is why you would have your group, your men's group, your leaders come together, and you're planning 3 or 6 months ahead of time. I know some groups, they meet in the spring, they meet for 6 months, then they take off the rest of the year. Because with our holidays and vacations, you know, they want to get a turnout so they have opportunities where they hit the man, they go for 3 months, take a break, and come back and do 3 more months. They do weekly, bi-weekly. You know, it's all whatever, you have to be flexible and understand what can work and where you can get the most impact and be most relevant and get the most men there and then be prepared. I can't say that more than anything. Has to be prepared when the men show up, no matter how many show up. Be prepared for what you're going to do. Because as men, if you come somewhere and it seems unorganized, we're not necessarily going to come back again. It's as simple as that. Amen? Develop a sustainable plan. The size of your team, the depth, the breadth of the plan. If it makes sense for your church, know who your church is. Know who your people are. Know who your team members are. You know, do something you can't do a great big conference event if you don't have speakers, if you don't have people who are rooted and grounded in the word, who are willing. Now, that's one thing, be rooted and grounded, but are they willing to sow into the lives of men and be speaking and prepare and to follow the structure and the plan and the vision of the men's ministry? So that's important. Schedule your events, again, with the church calendar. Because, you know, a lot of things on church calendars, make sure your group, your small group, your men's gathering, your men's event, whatever it is, line up with your church calendar. That goes back to talking to your leader and your pastor or your leadership team and make sure the calendars don't match. Because if you have something for the women and the children trying to do a men's thing, you may have, you know, there might be a problem, a conflict of interest there. So you have to be able to strategically plan out your calendar for the year, for the 6 months, or whatever, however term you want to recall your men together. Amen. Ask the men for feedback. That's one of the things, if it's worth investing their time, whatever you do and what you do, get feedback from the men. See if it was a blessing, if it was encouraging, if they were bored, if it wasn't relevant. You have to be able to take criticism from the men that you're trying to minister to. You know, if it's something they liked, if it's something they didn't like, if the topics weren't relevant, or the topics they might want to bring to the table to discuss. You know, take a survey, you know, anonymous, let people drop off ideas of what they think a men's group want to do, and use that as your building block. Again, each of your men's events throughout the year can be built upon. But again, I say the most important thing is to have a team, speak to your men, get their feedback on all your events. Amen. I know it's church, and I know folk ain't used to giving their opinion about church, but, you know, we have, as men, this is one of the things we have to do. Amen. And also, keep prayer central. Pray for God to give you leading and guidance and everything. Pray that God will direct you and guide you. Keep an active prayer life. Pray with your team. You know, pray, you know, whatever. Every day, every morning, once a week, a time set aside for prayer for your leadership team so God can speak to you, speak to each other, and y'all can all speak to each other on what God may be bringing into and what you might want to do in the men's group. Amen? Amen. Well, some of the things that we talked about, again, this is just some insights I just wanted to share tonight with up and coming men's groups. Because, you know, it's a new year here. Spring is coming, and I just wanted to share that insight and some experience and knowledge that I've gained by doing men's ministry, my passion, and sitting under men's groups and helping lead them. And the things I picked up by just, you know, being in other men's groups. I've been part of Christian Men's Network and my book reading list is extensive about men's ministry and things that men are dealing with. And I personally believe in my heart that if we could reach the men and get them grounded and rooted and connected with the gospel of Jesus Christ, a lot of the issues that we're dealing with in the homes and our community can be solved if we have men who are authentic Christians connected to the Word of God, not so much doctrines and denominational creeds and all of those vision statements, but connected to the Word of God through the power of the Holy Spirit, and understand that God has a plan for their life individually, and He's calling to be a certain man, to be the husband and father that He wants them to be, right where they are. So I encourage you there for that. Amen. Amen. Okay, and you listen to Issues Christian Men's Talk. I'm Deacon Thomas Farr. We're here every Monday night at 8 p.m. and every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. You can always reach us on Facebook by going to Issues Christian Men's Talk. You can reach us on Twitter by going to at Issues Men's Talk. We're on Twitter there. Again, you can reach us on Facebook by going to Issues Christian Men's Talk. You can inbox us there. You can share some of the events, the upcoming events that we're posting there. And we would like to also have you be a guest. So if you reach out to us and want to be a guest in the show or be part of a specific topic that we're talking about for that particular week or that night, we'd love to have you. You can call in at 646-668-2636 and just press 1 on your keypad if you want to join us and have a comment. Amen? Amen. Well, tonight I got a couple more things I wanted to share. I wanted to recommend something. I was on Facebook, and Dr. Tony Evans had a thing on Facebook where he was offering his 30 days of marriage prayers to help support, encourage, and strengthen marriage. And I was looking at it. I've seen it a couple times, and I clicked on it, and then I was talking to a brother of mine, a pastor, and he was talking about it also. So I went on and followed the link. And got the copies of it, and myself and personally, me and my wife, we're going to start going through this. We're going to start it. Matter of fact, what's today? The 27th. We're going to start it today. So we're going to go for 30 days on Marriage Prayers by Dr. Tony Evans. If you go to the Facebook page, I know there's a link there where you can get it. You can print it out, or you can go to it and have it for yourself, download it, and go through the prayers. I just wanted to share real quick some of the prayers that he's suggesting here. Day one, God's presence. Asking God for be that your marriage is a gift and having his presence in the midst of your marriage. Day two, he's praying, he's asking to pray about unity. And he also has relevant scriptures to go with these prayer focuses. Number three is forgiveness. Day four, conflict. Day five, overcoming the enemy. Day six, seeking him first. Day seven, discernment. Day eight, our journey. Day nine, use us. There's nothing greater than a married couple being used for the glory of God. I can say that for myself, experienced that. That working together and then going to accomplish what God's called you both to accomplish is a wonderful thing. It's a blessing. Prayer against insecurities. Praying of intimacy. We're on day 11. Day 12, speak to us. Day 13, about your finances. Coming together in money and finances and where your money's going and how are you spending your money. That can be a big. We have to pray for that a couple of days. Day 14, our words, how we speak to each other. 15, friendships. Day 16, spiritual growth. Day 17, the legacy. What legacy are we leaving as a married couple? Day 18, being thankful. Day 19, praying for the protection of our marriages. Day 20, being vulnerable with each other. Day 21, obedience. Day 22, for our leadership. Amen. Praying for the leaders in the church, your men's ministry and your marriage ministry leaders. Amen. Day 23, for divine direction. Day 24, for our health. Day 25, a place of refuge. Day 26, submission. Day 27, unconditional love. Day 28, our perspective. Day 29, gifts. Day 30, our time. Well, that's it. Those are the topics. I encourage you to go to Tony Evans' Facebook page and get the link to download those and start. As I say, me and my wife, we're going to start it today, the 27th, and I'll let you know with updates, how's it going, and the things we, hopefully the things that we're growing and establishing and build connection over the specific items that we're praying that God would do and see what God does in our lives. Amen? Amen. Well, tonight, I thank you for joining me tonight. I just wanted to share some inputs. Again, we are coming up on just 2017. Springtime's here. Again, I just want to remind you, for all my brothers that are local, who are here locally in the Baltimore, Maryland area, we have our Coalition of Men's Ministry Man Up. We're having our first 2017 gathering. We have more in common than we are different, and that's going to be held on Saturday, April the 22nd, 2017, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the donation registration requested is $20. You'll see the link if you go to our Facebook page, Bishop's Christian Men's Talk. You see the link, upcoming events, and by the beginning of March, we should have online. Or you can just reach out to me, and we can get you registered. We're here locally in the Baltimore, Maryland area, and we'll have our location and everything done by the first of March, and we'll be putting that out there on the broadcast, also on our Facebook page and on our Twitter. Amen. Amen. You've been listening to Issue Christianity. I'm Deacon Thomas Fall. We thank you for tonight. We're praying that all is well with you and your family, and continue to be the men that God has made you to be. And bless you. Amen. God bless you.